Yo, we got the Full Metal Jacket rap. Take over your area. Amateurs, get back in the house. You know you're scared of the official rhyme. Killing spree, the chemistry will bury ya. And we get props from Los Angeles to Bulgaria. Full Metal Jacket rap. Take over your area. Amateurs, get back in the house. You know you're scared of the official rhyme. Killing spree, the chemistry will bury ya. And we get props from Los Angeles to Bulgaria.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cindy's Birthday Party, the hip-hop podcast that looks at rap music and hip-hop culture from a historical and philosophical perspective. My name is Danny, a.k.a. Geechee Dan. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Big E.
Yep, yep.
And my boy, Zay.
What up?
And we have a special guest today, Stephen Lowry.
What a do.
Who's also a buster.
That was so unnecessary.
He held it that long.
Yeah. Hey, people, look, Steve, like I said, is like a brother to me, and I just always, like, I have to give him grief at least once an hour.
Man. Yes.
So that I can feel better. So
make somebody else feel down so make
yourself
back up.
That's how you
freaking,
do it.
You get a thumbs up from me.
Shameful, y'all.
So we have been having a conversation about Christian hip-hop and Christian rappers, and that's why we have Steve here, because he's our expert on that. And
man,
we've
for real no
yeah
doubt, man.
He's given us a wealth of information,
yeah,
not
yes.
only about the artists themselves, but about
even the historic part,
right? Historically, the artists, their connections to other rappers, you know, how people have felt about their careers and various, it's just a whole lot. If you are listening to this segment first, I strongly suggest you go back and listen to the first two segments first before you listen to this one, because he's given us a lot of information.
I was
going to
say, you're missing out. Quit skipping ahead.
That's right. You know, some people do that, but you're right.
Patient people.
Right? So, Big E, you left off our last segment with a great question, and we're gonna, as a refresher, let you re-ask that and give Steve a chance to answer that.
Yeah, if I can refresh it in my own memory and mine, I was basically just asking you, Steve, like, for those listeners out there who would be interested in getting into Christian hip-hop, I would say personally, and this is me because I'm not one who knows a lot about it either, mm-hmm. How do you get into it? And from what you've played today just in here, man, like I said, dope stuff, man, mm-hmm. lyrically, beat-wise, production-wise, everything tight. So there can't be any complaint from anybody who hasn't heard anything and say, man, that Christian hip-hop is like garbage, man. All they're talking about is God and Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because of the audience that hip-hop is right now, or I shouldn't even say right now, let's say from the 90s when, you know, the golden era was, we were getting into stuff about, you know, how much money you made, cars, women, a lot of braggadocious stuff, which probably doesn't lean towards the side of Christian hip-hop. So how do you get ears to accept, you know, Christian hip-hop and get away from, you know, all the braggadocious stuff?
Right, right,
yeah,
right. That's a good
exactly.
question. Great question. First off, I'll say let's keep it in the same viewpoint as you would just in hip-hop in general. Your first goal is not to be whack.
There you go.
Look,
there you go, man.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't be whack.
I'm telling you, man. If you call yourself making beats, if you call yourself rapping, just because your grandma say you can rap,
don't listen to her when it comes to rap.
That's my point, and right. that's what a lot of people fall into. Me and Danny have talked about this millions of times. People fall into that. I mean, that was right on point with their pastors. So you got a pastor. Mm-hmm. Who was never into hip hop, and he tell you should be doing this.
Yeah,
what do you know about hip hop?
Exactly.
I can listen to you for some other things, but I can't listen to you on that.
Right.
Right.
I'm gonna get out here and make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
If I don't make a fool out of myself, I'm gonna damage the image of the art.
There you go.
So you can't be whack. You gotta have a love for the art.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's makeup, they have what we didn't have. I know you were doing music.
Yeah.
I was doing music. I was creating, my brother, we was laughing about this the other day, I was creating 8 tracks with just a dual tape deck, a single tape deck,
wow.
2 turntables.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, you got all kind of software.
Yep.
Right.
And you have social media.
Yes.
So you don't even have to be concerned with a label.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your stuff out there.
You don't have to worry about the middleman at
all. Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the middleman.
That's how a lot of comedians are doing.
Exactly. They're doing their skits. Mm-hmm. You can do the same thing today to generate that buzz and feed for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I could probably do that with my singing, too. Huh?
Danny, no.
Hey, we love you. That,
I like the way you said that. Hey,
that was a very Christian answer.
Right, it was. Man, that was the epitome of if you can't say something nice or something, don't say nothing at all.
Hey, what did it say?
We love you. I mean,
all our grandmothers said, the Lord take care of food.
Word.
But really, that's, I mean, you take, you know, you take that route, and then you have sites like Rapzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Rapzilla, you can go in there and find any and everybody you want to find.
Right.
You know, as far as just with the music, period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they have a strong Christian hip hop database. Holy Hip Hop database. It's kind of sketchy, but you still can get some information.
So that's an app. Also,
no, they're all sites.
The website.
So like rapzilla.com. I would tell anybody rapzilla.com because you're going to find guys, young ladies who are actually doing it right now and people who have made a buzz. They got guys out there. Somebody I actually like, this kid, Bizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Bizzle, I think he's from the Midwest. I can't tell you exactly. I like that dude.
Okay.
And I think with him, a lot of it is his heart.
Mm.
You know, you can tell he got a love not just for the music, but for the street as well. That's okay. Where he came from. Mm. So I like that.
So to follow up with what Eric just asked you as far as how to look for what, how to get into it, how do you feel about the younger generation? The younger generations.
Christian rappers.
Yeah.
Okay. Generation. So I just named Bizzle. I really like Bizzle.
Right.
I guess you can call him a younger generation because he's a younger generation tunnel rat. Propaganda.
Right.
You may, Propaganda's been, especially with his poetry blast, you can find him all over YouTube. And if I'm not mistaken, he's done some things on HBO.
Okay.
But Propaganda, they have a song on Murr's Knife One of Better Days with Murr's Rhapsody and Propaganda.
Mm. Just ridiculous.
That just sounds like fire. I ain't heard it.
Yeah, I ain't heard it.
We're going to play Rhapsody.
It's like Steven almost said a cuss word. He almost burned one out.
But Propaganda, and Propaganda is known, he's a reputable.
Right.
Tunnel rat. He's reputable. A guy I know a lot of the young generation like his brother, Trip Lee. T-R-I-P-P-Lee.
I heard of that guy. I heard of him.
Trip Lee is pretty dope. I mentioned Jay Givens. Jay Givens he's like quintessential hip hop. Jay Givens, he's one of them type dudes. You know, of course, you got your Lecrae.
Right.
Never really been the biggest Lecrae fan. Not because he's not dope.
Let's touch on Lecrae real quick. I know where you stand on this because you and I have had this conversation privately, but I really think it's important because Lecrae is a guy that. From a mainstream standpoint, he's the guy that most people will know.
Yeah.
But if you are a hardcore hip hop head and you hardcore like you are a Christian hip hop dude, Lecrae is probably not even in your top 15. Would you say?
Yeah, for me, no.
And not to, and we're not dissing Lecrae at all. We're not trying to say Lecrae is garbage or anything like that. It's just that. Where he is viewed in mainstream society as opposed to where he is viewed by people Christians. Who are really into that part of the genre are two different places.
Right, right.
So you saying that, what is it? Is his rhyme style or what is it that you think?
I'm not really into his rhyme style, his cadences, his flows. I do think he has his place.
Right,
and I like what he's done.
Right.
Now, a part of it also, the view on him, which is a lot of it has changed for me, is not of his fault.
Right.
It's of who was promoting him.
Okay.
Which kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about people accepting an artist or getting behind an artist because their pastor said, you should get with this guy. So he had what we would normally say in the world where you would normally call somebody an establishment artist because maybe they had a corporate push or something behind
them. Right.
He had that.
He got that push.
With a lot of the big pastors,
And a lot of that is not necessarily his fault.
Right.
That's why I had to
kind
of maybe a couple years ago, kind of step back.
Right.
Like, I can't be hating on this young brother because I do like what he's doing.
Right.
And he's also recently, and we talked about it, took some stances as well, which he caught backlash from the white church.
Right.
Because he, spoke on racism, and the way we were treated.
Mm.
By evangelicals.
Because everything that I've heard from, I've only, like I said, me not being the biggest Christian hip hop I haven't gotten deep into it. I'm not an expert on it, but mm-hmm. I've heard a couple of songs mm-hmm. from him, and I was like, man, this dude is pretty cool. You know,
he is. And I think it's
right.
It's,
and that's why I said, you know, I don't think anybody's ever calling him trash right, or anything right. like that. I'm just saying that, you know, he's not.
But he wouldn't be considered like the hardcore.
Well, you know, Steve can speak more to this.
Put it like this. I'll put it in a better word. A phrase. He's not the standard,
right? Mm.
And most mm. have tried to make him the be standard. The standard.
Okay,
mm. that is like, an excellent.
To me, which that's most of the time when that's the case, it's not to that artist's fault,
right? And it's not his fault, and that's right. why I had to step back and like, yo, I can't be getting mad at this kid because he's doing his thing,
right? Mm. Right.
And I also no. because I know we had talked about discussing this, and I don't think we've mentioned LA Symphony.
LA Symphony. Yeah, and I wanted to mention LA Symphony.
Group. Yes.
No, yeah. LA Symphony.
My memory being what yeah. it is, I was like, what is the see, group? Did that dude?
See, man, me and Eric, man, we got some things.
Yeah, yeah. That LA yeah. Symphony.
LA
like,
Symphony.
Yes,
and I wanted to shout out LA Symphony.
I wanted to, but it was kind of hard with the route was going. LA Symphony, yeah. quick mention, woo-woo-woo. LA Symphony, again, Good Life, Project Blow, mm-hmm. Influence. You can hear that a lot. Pigeon John, Be mm-hmm. Twice, a Brainwash yeah. Projects. You had the Helios Fisherman, which Sherlock Poems. He has a voice, is like, it's crazy voice. J-Beats.
Almost like Danny's voice, right?
Yeah.
No. you refer to my singing voice? Because you know I am I'm a natural baritone, but I have falsetto range.
But yeah, so J-Beats, put that out there. Trendy, and then Flint Adam.
Right, right.
Flint Adam and Pigeon John also make a root beer.
So how many guys are in this group then, total?
Let me see. Cookbook and Uno Mas. Cookbook, Felipe's Garage, another podcast. He started that with MERS. Mm. So LA Symphony, that I just named out about 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. They got Wu-Tang. A classic joint. The Night After
God,
Night.
That's like a Christian Wu-Tang. Yeah. Christian that's Wu-Tang. A good way to put it, Zay.
Night After Night remix. Yeah, the Night After Night remix. And Soup, I mean, his name, he ended off. Soup the Chemist, you know, the brother with the ecclesiastical ill flow. Elbow out the window. Slouch to the back, leaning like something about clam chowder. First of all,
if you can put ecclesiastical in a rhyme, I'm already listening. I don't even know how you pull that off. That's dope right there.
It starts off with the whole Chris Tucker from New Jack City where, you know, I can't take it, man. They just keep calling. Yeah. They keep calling.
Course, yeah.
But these dudes came from the underground scene in L.A. too.
Ah, cool.
You know, because they good friends with Will I Am, who... As we know, Will I Am used to be Will X.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, him and Ahmad, you know, coming up together. Remember, Will was signed on with Eazy-E when he first, you know, when he first started. Will has done music for him, made beats for him. They're pretty close with each other. A lot of these dudes are real close with each other. But mm-hmm. LA Symphony, major projects have been put out. Baloney was a dope project.
It's kind of amazing. I'm just going to make a quick statement. It's kind of amazing sometimes, like, when you grow up, regardless of what genre of music you do, because not everybody at that time, not everybody did it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Mm-hmm. The circles were so small that every time you roll into a circle, that there was always somebody that you dealt with at some point in the past that you know. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah. That is.
I always found that amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of fun. It kind of makes you, he's like, you know what? Oh, man, that's cool. I remember this dude 10 years ago at this radio station.
Right. It is, man, you know, it's so funny you mention that because every time you listen to an interview with rappers from 20, 30 years ago, and they start telling stories, there's always a connection in some way to somebody that you had no idea. You'd be like, oh, you used to do this with so-and-so. Right. You used to hang with that person.
Yep.
And it's because, like you said, Zay, the circles are so small.
Yes.
That you don't, you know, you rarely realize how interconnected all of this is.
Yes, like my experience is going to studios. When I used to go down to Dallas Austin studio, like God stars before they leave.
He's intern there.
Yeah, so you know, like people we would interact with are the same people. And I'm talking about everybody from the engineers to the security guards. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pretty much the same, and everybody know each other. So when you go this to spot, it's like, oh man, I was just hanging out with him the other day.
Right.
Wow.
I played Mortal Kombat with Usher.
Right,
you
know, right.
It was nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. And just from the stuff Steve you've been saying about Christian hip hop, Soup the Chemist is clearly the thread in the quilt.
Mm. Yes,
because it seems like everybody is involved with him at some point in time.
Yes, at some point in time.
And it's so interesting too because
we're talking about artists from the 90s, from the early 2000s mm-hmm. to now. Mm-hmm. When you look at what we would consider more mainstream hip-hop, that rarely happens, mm-hmm. that a dude is that involved on right. those levels with artists through all of those different eras
That's
and genres.
Rare.
You think about the super producers, right? Think about Marley Marl, for example, mm-hmm. right? So how hot Marley Marl was at some point in time. Mm-hmm. But at some point, Marley Marl was no longer the end thing, and right, dudes weren't right. going to Marley Marl anymore right. to make beats. Right. You know, I weren't having Marley Marl involved on projects.
Right. I want to have another beat or sample other than a James Brown sample.
yeah. And I want something yeah. other than Funky Drummer for Marley.
Right. Well, yeah,
now, right. let me stop because I love Marley.
Me too, yeah. No,
but the
no,
point
not
being is that there aren't very many guys who go from era right. to era to era.
Yeah, that is true.
And still be influential and yes. still be as important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas from everything you've been saying, that Soup has always been that guy.
Yes.
And he continues to be that guy, apparently.
He's been that constant, you know. Yeah. I see him on Instagram a lot, Facebook. I know he was at Hyro Day walking around. He got him this Dope Era gear.
Right.
You know, from Mr. Fab, Dope Era in the town. He's been that guy. I personally, just because of the impact he made on my life,
mm-hmm.
I would have loved to see him eat the fruit
right.
mm. that he had sown.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's an electrician or something of that nature.
Really?
Wow. He had his own spot in Jamaica, too. He opened up I think it's called the Line Bar. Because mm-hmm. he still DJs around right. in Oakland and mm-hmm. in L.A. and in places like that. You know, he does a lot of DJing still. But still, for the impact that he's made,
right.
the beats no doubt. That he's put down.
Good point.
You know, you got guys, let's be real. Whether he's going to say it or not, we know. Soup has ghostwritten for a lot of cats. Mm. I know Journey has ghostwritten for a lot of cats.
Mm.
Whether it was in Christian or secular, these dudes have been ghostwriting.
I see. Now, that's interesting as well. Yeah.
Journey works for Pac Bell. He has a good life. But to know Journey and to hear this dude spit and the stuff he's put out, you would like to see more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the guys who, then would you say, the ones who have been able to financially benefit from this to the point where this is all that they have to have going in their lives. This has either been, I don't know, maybe guys later on, like you said,
yeah,
post 2010.
I think later on, because I don't even know what, as far as Stacey and Teron from Grits, Bonafide and Coffee, I don't know what their financial situation is. I don't believe that it's where it should be. Right. And them dudes got platinum plaques. I mean, it was on Fast and Furious. They got a song.
You know, I'm glad you say that about platinum plaques, because this is one thing that I realized later, and you and I may have talked about this. You know, when you don't pay attention to things, sometimes you don't realize all the time what's going on or what's happening.
Right.
There's a lot of dudes out here that have gold and platinum albums.
Yeah, yeah.
That have only really appealed to just the Christian audience.
Yeah.
And you don't even think about that. Like, you mentioned DC Talk earlier. Mm-hmm. These dudes have sold millions of albums.
And they paid.
Yes, they are paid. Yes, they are. And, you know, and Grits having platinum plaques. Like, stuff like that you don't always think about.
Right.
You know, when you
right.
think about Christian rappers, you think of as it just being a little small mm-hmm. section over here in the corner or whatever.
Right.
And we don't always understand that they've got a vast audience.
Right.
You know,
right.
and that's just another one of those amazing things, I think, too,
right.
about that.
And may I say, you know, before we run out of any time, I have to mention and give props to Crewvention.
Ah, yes.
Crewvention really opened the door for the community.
First, let's start off. Let's give a definition,
okay.
a quick definition of what Crewvention is.
Crewvention, basically, it was a convention where not just gospel rap artists, but producers, DJs, B-boys, B-girls, everybody came together.
So this was like Jack the Rapper for Christians?
Yeah, kind of similar, yeah.
Okay.
And,
all right,
and the first one that I know of was in Orlando.
Hmm.
We had one here, which I helped host. My partner, James Sylvia, from Connecticut, my boy James, I'm going to send you a link as well. He had a spot down in the West End, a warehouse, and mm-hmm. we actually held the after party for It was like one of the sickest nights of my
Hold
life.
Hold on now. Y'all Christians having an after party? We y'all ain't...
We not the regulars.
So what would you consider fraternizing? I mean, you know, us sinners, you know, our fraternizing is different than how y'all fraternize.
I mean, it could be the same thing, man, because, I mean, we people.
Wow.
Like man. I like to tell cats, man, look, I like women. That's why I'm married to a beautiful one.
There you go.
You know? And I still see beautiful women walk around.
Right.
Difference is, I ain't trying to run her down.
Right.
Right. You ain't trying to act like
me.
Danny.
My wife might cut me anyway. So.
Right, yeah. You your know? Wife. So, I mean, you know, Mike, I know your wife.
You know, we
she
all,
will
hey,
cut
we
you.
All, it, I mean, it's just
at
a
the
life,
end of the
man.
Day, you're still human.
We yeah. human right. beings. It's just something that I believe in. I can't force it on nobody.
Yeah,
but one thing I can tell you, it made a better life for me.
Awesome.
Because if I hadn't made that transition that I made in 95, January 1st, 95, leaving a chick's house.
Wow.
Who told me, I'm good for something else. And she was like, hey, God got a plan for your life. And it stuck with me. I'm driving my Torino, my baby, we call it the Deuce, that 351 in it, across the bridge, across the water, going wow. home, contemplating. Because I knew there was something missing. Because right. I was, you know, it was things going on. You know how we are, young yeah. men coming out home.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and you got a choice to make.
That's true.
And hey, where I'm from, like many of us, any ghetto USA,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we got them choices.
That's it.
That's right.
And you know, it was, I easily could have went the other way. And I part of me, as smart as I was at the time, never really bent into peer pressure. It still was there.
Yeah.
I'm just being straight. The pressure was there.
That's why I think it's important. I don't mean to cut you off, Danny.
Go ahead,
I think
go
it's
ahead.
Important that, and I've said, we had a conversation earlier today mm-hmm. about making decisions
yep.
in your 20s
yep.
and paying for it in your 40s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's going to be good decisions or terrible decisions, that check is coming in the mail
yes.
when you hit your 40s.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that? That's so true. So what I was going to ask you, though, Steve, is based on what you just said, you know, about having to make a choice and decisions, and that kind of that conflict you felt, that also it sounds similar to me in the conflict that you had when we were talking earlier about the music,
right?
About trying to reconcile your faith with your love for hip hop,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it almost seemed like it was walking hand in hand in some ways.
It was, because I'm listening, and you know I hate to keep saying, you know, mentioning this dude, but I actually was listening to an SFC. I popped the SFC tape in, and I listened to it all the way to the house.
Mm.
But guess what happened? I got on the dean's list the next term.
That's what's up.
I was like, I want to go to Atlanta. That's where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I got my junk together.
Mm.
I stopped. You know, I was hanging out, going to my boy. You met Reg last night.
Yep.
Me and Reg
yep.
been boys since down here. I walked to Reg's house at night with a Sega Genesis in my backpack. It's 3 a.m, back and forth. You know, it's where we from. We ain't concerned mm-hmm. with
right.
nothing happening, but something could have happened.
Right.
right.
It's all kind of stuff that could have went down, but I was trying to find myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was slacking off a little bit, you know. It's the first time I raised my voice to my mom. Mm.
You didn't get your head knocked off your body?
My mom cried. It hurt me.
Oh, mm. wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
I raised my voice at my mom as a kid, and yeah, I almost got decapitated.
Yeah,
it shocked me so, because here I am, I'm 20, 21. No, I wasn't that old. I was, what, 18? So I was like 19, something like that. So it shocked her.
Mm-hmm.
My mom don't play.
Right.
My dad, the laid back one. My mom don't play. And for me to raise my voice, and it was a culmination of that, dude, you're going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it I got my stuff together.
Now, if you had, I know you said one of the things that helped you was that you were able to find out that there were other people who felt like
mm-hmm.
you. If you had been forced, I don't want to say forced, but if you had maintained a bubble where you were, you know, where it was just you, you didn't have other people that you could reach out to who liked these artists, who felt the same way about hip-hop that you felt, and were Christians at the same time, do you feel like you would today have that same love for Christian rap and for hip-hop in general that you had when you were a young man? Or do you feel like, you know, that maybe that pressure or that being by yourself would have caused you to maybe grow away from it over time?
I don't think it'll have me grow away from hip hop, but from, you know, possibly from the faith. Because again, you know, think about some of the stuff I said that these guys have encountered.
Mm. So the influence of having other people who felt like it was more influential for you with the faith than it was for hip hop.
Because I was already into hip hop.
Right.
Okay.
I think that goes to show how God's grace is at that point, because Steve didn't have no control over that situation. Mm-hmm. None of those situations. Only thing he controlled it was what he was into and what he liked.
Right.
And I think it's amazing. And it doesn't matter what your religion is, but I think it's amazing that God actually placed people in his life to help him strengthen that faith. You know what mm-hmm, I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that's just an amazing thing to hear.
And I think that's really kind of what we're talking about with Christian hip hop in a nutshell.
Right, right.
Is that this is what these people like or love.
Yes.
But it just so happens that they are also Christians.
Yes.
Right.
But hip hop is what they love. That's what our mm-hmm. podcast is about. Right. You know, like I was telling Steve yesterday, I've never been a gangster in my life, right? But I love some gangster rap though. It's not even that I am associating or connecting to the subject matter of the rapper, of the MC, of that artist.
Right.
But I have an appreciation for how they can put their words together, how they flow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm appreciating the art form.
Right.
Like I've never been a mafia member, but I love The Godfather.
Right.
Why? Because I recognize it as a piece of art.
Right.
And that's how it is. I would say, you know, for Christian hip hop, like you don't necessarily have to be a Christian to listen to something from Soup to Chemist or from Journey Big, like we were talking about earlier. Like I was telling you, I really like Journey stuff with Peace. Like it doesn't matter. If you love hip hop, if you love rhyme spitters and you love dope beats, you're gonna like this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and keeping on that path, Steve, I don't know where we are with time right now. My back is to our boy.
We got about 3 minutes.
Ty Macion. All right, this is going to be quick. Give us 5 artists that you would suggest to our listeners out there to say, hey, look, put this on your list. Put this in your playlist. This is dope hip hop. This is not just Christian hip hop and talking about God and Jesus. This is real spitting. This is real production. This is real beats. Okay. Give us a 5. You know what I'm
gonna
saying?
Give you and for pure hip hop guys, I'm gonna definitely start off with Soup the Chemist. Start off with Dust in the Wind, the album Dust in the Wind.
Dust in the Wind is the album. Okay.
Peace 586, The Risen Sun.
Is that Peace's first joint?
No, Peace started off Freedom of Soul.
Okay. That's, but The Risen Sun is like, when does that come out?
Risen Sun was like 96, 97, something
okay,
like that.
So this is a minute ago. And I'm going to throw, you're going to finish your list, but I'm going to throw in, I don't know the name of it, but the joint he did with Journey Big probably about 3 or 4 years ago, with Peace 586 and Journey, definitely check that out, because I'm telling you, I had it on repeat.
That's the Honeybee.
The Honeybee, that's it.
That was dedicated to his wife.
Right. Yeah, I remember that now.
Got a fly joint on there.
586 with, you said, what's the dude name?
Journey Big. Yeah. Dope MC.
Got a nice song on there with Christian Gray and Crystal Lewis. And, you know, Crystal Lewis' name should ring big. She was big in the Christian hip-hop scene.
Mm-hmm.
Very big. But, you know, Crystal Lewis, you know, she sang the theme song for All That. And she did a bunch of stuff. You know?
All That, the kids show?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Chris Lewis is big, you know, Chris Lewis is big.
Cool, but did not know that.
Next I would say Grits, Factors of the Seven.
Which is, which album is that for Grits? That's like
their second.
Second.
And they got about 3 or 4 more.
Which album is it with Soup, with MERS on it?
The one with MERS is Eargasmic Arrangements.
That came out like 2016, right?
No, that was
Or is that when they finally put it on iTunes?
Yeah, finally got on iTunes. Okay.
That was my bad.
That was early 2000s, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another dope album. Very dope. So that would be another one to have on there.
And for the younger cats, I'll definitely say Jay Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Gibbons.
Which Jay Gibbons joint would you
say? LV Envy, ELV period Envy. That's a solid project.
Gotcha. See, folks, we're not just giving you history
and
information. We're actually
Steve?
Oh, that's
we're actually giving you music that you can listen to.
And you know, just from checking these albums out, you know, you'll see some of your suggestions and you can find, all right, I like this, I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like
right.
that. I mean, it's
because it's all going to come down to personal taste at the end.
Right, anymore, at the end of the day. Right, right.
They're
but that's what you got in your playlist,
that's
right?
What I got on my playlist.
Right. And I can tell you, having known this brother for a long time, you can trust his playlist for the most part.
And I always say, the Gospel Gangsters, but I want to just give five, and I don't want to just only be,
right,
you know, what they consider the older guys.
Right, right.
You know, want to throw, because you follow Jay Gibbons, you're going to go into a world of new guys, like Crump Official. Is his brother. I don't know if he's from the West, Northwest. Him and Theory Has It got something coming out.
And I'm glad you mentioned Theory Has It. So anything produced by Theory Has It, just go ahead and put that on the list.
So yeah. Theory Has It is like the, I'm just comparing, that's like the Dr. Dre of
Premier or somebody.
Premier, right? He'll be more on a Premier side. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you got to catch, like, producer. You know, Crooked Eye, you know, just to name, you know, one of the many.
You said it's Theory what now?
Theory Has It.
Theory has it. I got you. I got to check that.
So we are, our intern, Corbin, just held up the timer. So we're just about at the end of our time. Man, Steve, thank you so much,
man,
brother, for coming in here.
Bro, it's been a pleasure, man.
Great show, man.
And having this conversation with us, because you are, you've given us so much insight. And I think that you have represented, even though you're only one person, I think you've represented a large group of people very well.
Yes.
And we really appreciate that. Folks, thank you so much for listening to this. This is, of course, Cindy's Birthday Party Podcast. So you can follow us on Instagram. It's at Cindy's Birthday Party. On Twitter, it's at Cindy's BDP.
I knew that one.
That's the only one you ever know.
True.
On Facebook at Cindy's Birthday Party, our website, cindysbirthdayparty.com. You can check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, I think, on Deezer.
Hey, I remember Deezer.
Right.
Spotify,
yeah. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
All of them.
Every last one.
Yeah, and like I always say, thank you so much for listening to us. Especially if you've listened to all three parts, that's great. Please pass this on. Let your friends know. Because if you like this, chances are your friends are going to like this too. Tell as many people as you can. And we will catch you next week. Zay, E, Steve, any of you guys had anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I would just like to say, man, always keep an open mind, man. I think that's one of the main reasons why we had Mr. Lowry on here today.
Right.
Just to make sure we all, you know, we as a people cannot be closed-minded. We have to keep our minds open.
Because they trying to be intelligent.
I'll spew something out smart every now and again, man.
I'll agree with that, definitely. As a person who, like I say, not really into Christian hip-hop, Steve, you have enlightened me on a whole lot of stuff. You have made it where you can tell where it is integrated in with, you know, with just secular hip-hop. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it has enlightened me, put a lot of knowledge out there for me, man. I thanks for being on, man. Great show.
All right,
great
Steve,
show.
Did you have anything you want to say,
hey,
man?
Hey, from the words of the immortal Michael Nye, it's all love.
All right, bro. Well, that's always something good to end with. So, thanks again for listening, everybody, and we will check you out. You can check us out next time. Peace.
Holla.
Get back in the house. You know you're scared of the official rhyme. Killing spree. The chemistry will bury ya. And we get props from Los Angeles to Bulgaria. Full Metal Jacket rap. Take over your area. Amateurs, get back in the house. You know you're scared of the official rhyme. Killing spree. The chemistry will bury ya. And we get props from Los Angeles to Bulgaria. I got something to show you, what's about.